Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no-goes based on the data you had prior to LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're yelling, flying.
Okay, retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Goodness, we are live on the air.
Oh,
it's
my
been
goodness.
A while.
It has.
This is Soul Street, baby.
In fact,
we are back.
I don't even know who am I talking to again? I don't recognize.
I was
your
missing.
Voice.
I was grabbed by aliens. They did experiments on me. They shoved things in the different orifices and made me yell.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah. They've been doing that
though.
For a long time.
I'm a medium, hell. It's all because of the aliens.
Yeah. I think they left some, I think they removed some parts and left some things there.
Yeah, also I'm talking about, Pilgrim. Here, we're going to just press some buttons randomly to see what happens. Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Don't
I'm just
going to
put that kind of background. Oh my goodness! Okay, I'm trying to get a little bit of music here in the background, just kind of calm it down.
You've got one button that calls in birds somewhere. I do remember that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, actually, I had that. I used to have it's somewhere around here. I found it and cleaned it up the other day. I found the old noisemaker I had that had the sounds of running water and. Whenever Kathy Bradshaw would be on, I'd play that. She'd get mad at me. She'd go, "Damn you, John!" And she'd run to the bathroom after that because she had to pee. You know? Oh my God! I'll trim that down a little bit there on that audio. But it's good to be back. And we've been away for a long time. And I've had one hell of a time. I decided this morning to do the show just out of the blue. I said, you know, I'm going to do this. And I jumped on and I talked to a few people and people are showing up already. I've got Scott out there. Scott Wise is out on the line. I see him. I'm going to bring him in.
Okay.
I'm hearing a bunch of, is that your microphone that's doing that or is it mine? It's probably
you. It might be mine.
Okay, that's
probably
what it is. Okay,
yes.
But I've had a bunch of people contacting me and stuff when they found out about it, and we were just having a good time with all this. So, but my
and then I get a message ten minutes. Then I get a message.
What's that?
10 minutes before you. I get a message 10 minutes before you decide to go on.
I forgot what I was going to do. I was too busy fighting the equipment the entire day. And I'm like, God darn, this studio is all screwed up. I'm trying to get those things running. And then I'm like, 10 minutes before the show, I go, holy crap, I need a co-host. And I forgot about what am I going to talk about for 30 minutes. So, you know, so we're here, you know, but a lot has happened. And, you know, and so many people's lives are different. I mean, yours has changed completely. You're doing all the... You know, you're doing some reading stuff, but you're in a whole different job now, you know.
I am.
Am I here?
I am.
Yeah, so it's just been an interesting ride, and, you know, I've been through it medically. I retired out of my work in aerospace, and then my back decided to explode, and I'm partially handicapped, and I get around on crutches now. And, not crutches, I've got a cane, but... it hurts most of the day, and I've been doing pain management classes, and I'm getting through them in life, but I'm still smiling. And then my mother had a massive stroke last year, and There's something breathing in the phone. Would that, is it, have we got a heavy breather? I don't know.
John, I've never been told that I breathe heavy, but, you know.
Are you heavy? Oh, my God, you're breathing heavy. Oh, my God. Oh, no, 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 but. Anyway, but, you know, all this stuff's going on, you know, mom got sick and there's been all this stuff. And yeah, Debbie's telling me, she's on the other end here, and she said, somebody's breathing heavy on the phone. Debbie, are we sounding decent otherwise? I mean, is our voices sounding good? I'm on the SM7B with the mixer, so I'm hoping it sounds okay. I can't hear any of my audio cues. It's a mess, so. It is what it is, but well, let's bring Scott into the mess. Why don't we do that? Let's get three people and have mass chaos.
Okay.
Okay. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Coming to you.
Hey, Scott.
Welcome aboard.
California.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
With John Almato, blogtalkradio.com.
I forgot about that, for the end of that.
Man. Now, how long has it been, Scott?
There we go. I stopped that. So how's it going, Scott?
Pretty good. I was just saying how long it's been since I was on the show. Probably, what?
It's
8 years?
8 years? Yeah.
8 years.
It's probably pretty close to that.
Yes. 8 years goes by in a heartbeat. You know what I mean? Right. I got a lot more gray hairs. I don't know about you, but you've been going through your stuff too, and we've all been having our stuff happen, you know, so. But we're still here. We survived it to tell the tale.
You, I heard you talking about you have to use a cane. I have to use one too.
Yeah.
We should get together and do ghost talk. It'd be the cane brothers.
Yeah, you know, we're just gonna do. We're gonna change this the name of the show to Old Farts Mediumship Radio. we're just sitting there. All you'll know we're coming when you hear clack 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 of the pants. You know, clack clack
that,
clack.
You,
well, they're going to be on the air any second.
Well, what's funny about that is we went on a investigation at a fire museum, and we split up into little groups. And one of my friends says, well, you hear Scott coming by tap of his cane.
Yeah. Is that something on our EVPs? What is that sound? I don't know. Or just it's a rhythmic sound. Clunk, 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 clunk. Yeah.
Sounds
yeah,
like
but
you
know,
got a pearl on here.
Yeah, it's a good weapon though. But yeah, you've kept up investigating where you know I have been away from it. You know, I mean it was just way too long. I'm hearing
you've been hanging out with the aliens. We
yeah,
talked about that. How John was abducted by aliens. They've been probing him, and he's been enjoying it.
Oh,
they
did experiments on me. They did experiments. That's right.
Experiment.
No, I didn't. I know it was not. It was no fun. Let me tell you. Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna. You know something? It's in all seriousness. I was with a. Somebody made me laugh on another channel. In all seriousness, in October of 2016, I actually had a UFO sighting here in Shingle Springs.
Wow.
In broad daylight, I was flying drones out in the field, and I turned to the west. I was watching where my drone was flying, and I look over, and there's these two bright lights spinning in air, midair at about 8,000 foot elevation, and they're just spinning super fast. And we watched them for 15 minutes, and I tried to get photographs with the drones, but they were it just wasn't going to work with the equipment I had to try to take pictures. So, it was something else. I did a report on it on the National UFO Reporting Center, and I've never seen anything like that. And, I mean, I've flown in fighter planes in air combat. I've done, you know, I've been in the rocket business my whole life and all that. I know what what military equipment looks like and civilian aircraft, and this was nothing like anything I've ever seen. So, yeah, but they didn't get me that time. No, but yeah, I actually did see a UFO in broad daylight, which was the last thing I ever expected to have happen. While I was flying, drones, we actually I had to land them and. You know, it was a strange, you know, so it can happen to anybody. You just happen to look up at the right time, and God knows you'll see something, you know. So there.
We picked up a UFO on one of our photographs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a few years back, you ever hear of Centralia?
Centralia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Centralia, California, yeah. I think, right?
Well, no, it's down here in Pennsylvania, which is a place where the underground, they're still burning underground fire. It's supposed to be haunted out there. Well, we were taking pictures at the top of the graveyard, and we got back, and Bill's going through it, and he picked up a picture of a UFO up in the sky.
Oh, my God.
I'll send a picture to you when I find it, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I mean, what did it look like? Was it an actual craft or, solid object kind of a thing?
It looked like this. And it looked, I'll still that guy I find for after you.
Yeah, I'd like to take a look at it. Yeah, I mean, that's, and you know, it's funny. I mean, I've been getting this itching to get back into this business of doing paranormal radio and stuff. And so I'm thinking this is the kind of stuff I'm going to talk about on Blog Talk for the 30 minute shows. But I've been thinking about, you know, going on Twitch. Cause nobody, I've been looking at Twitch really hard, and it's a gaming kind of a channel, but there's a lot of people doing all kinds of weird subjects on it, but there's nobody doing paranormal radio or mediumship work or anything like that on there. So I'm going to be talking to them and finding out about that, but definitely going to be updating the website and all that. But you're staying busy with your investigation work. I mean, are you still going out on stuff quite a bit where you're at?
Yeah, well, we haven't been on for a while. But I'm with it now. They're kind of taking a break because of family reasons and stuff, though. But we're going to pick up back in the spring, I think, as long as everything comes back together. Trying to find, like, my friends are coming out in the springtime. I'm going to find something for them, I guess, when they come out to see me. Ohio, there's tons of stuff out here.
You've got Air Force bases. Most UFO sightings and stuff are around Air Force bases in that area. And then not only that, you're in the middle of paranormal central with Civil War, everything around you, and God knows everything else. Mm.
It's very rare that we go somewhere and don't get something. You know what I mean? We're very lucky with that. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny with EVP. I mean, I found out I did experiments where I just took EVP with me out to the supermarket, out to restaurants, and I was getting EVPs in those places. It didn't have to be necessarily a, quote, haunted place. You know, it just turned out it was just...
Yeah. Yeah,
they're everywhere.
That's crazy. A lot of people say that you have to do investigations at night and stuff. That's not true at all.
Well, you know, it's funny, Mike. Yeah, I mean, I had an EVP that I got on the Queen Mary in broad daylight in the Grand Hall dining room there, and there were people running vacuums in the distance and stuff, and I get this voice that sounded just like Nicolas Cage. And this guy says, "Rumium, absolve me." It just right into the microphone, "Rumium, absolve me." And I'm like, what the heck? I don't even know what that means, but it was like really good, you know, just amazing, you know, to get that kind of thing in broad day.
Maybe the vacuum was like white noise.
I don't know, but we got so many strange things. We got, they were still letting people go down all the way to the bottom of the ship in the keel. You had to climb down like about a 40-foot ladder. You could, if you fell off it, you would die. And, I've climbed down there, and it got super cold down there while we were, you know, there were about 20 people down there. And, it ended up, we got EVPs in German, which was crazy. And it turned out there were German POWs that were brought back on the Queen Mary to the United States during the war. They were brought back here to be in POW camps here. And so we were picking up POW spirits.
Wow, that's
it was
cool.
The wildest.
That's cool.
It was the wildest thing. So yeah, it's just amazing where you'll get EVP, you know?
if you were good there now, good out of the ladder, you have to hold your cane in your teeth.
What's that?
I see, you have to hold your cane in your teeth to get out of the ladders now.
Oh, boy.
I think the ladder thing was before the cane.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, he'd go there now, please.
Well,
yeah, I know.
All I know is I can walk in circles right now with the cane. I just lean on that, and I just spin around real fast and can surprise anything that comes at me, you know.
I can't do that. I got balance issues as it is. I'll fall right over.
Well, just, you know what, which side do you use your cane on?
I use my right hand.
Really the kind of discussion we're going to have?
Yeah.
Well, it's paranormal. Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on the right side. If Scott's on the left side, I'll lean into him. He'll lean into me, and we make Wood good investigator, you know? I mean, there you go.
Put our arm around. Put our arm around each other. Walk with him.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We're two bros, man. Two bros, paranormal investigation. It looks like we're joined at the shoulders here, you know? Yeah, we were born this way. Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, it's good to be back. You know, I mean, it's just been too long. 8 years was a long time. And, I tried a couple of times to do some stuff with, Brenda on, we were doing some mediumship stuff, but it just wasn't the right time. And then every time I tried to do things, it just something always came up to stop it. But I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore. I'm going to do radio. So we're going to do this, and I don't know where it'll go. I don't know what will happen, but I'm going to do this one once every Saturday at 9 here for 30 minutes, and it'll just be whatever we're talking about for the time being until I can kind of figure it out. But, Brenda, you want to get back into reading and doing stuff.
Yeah, I do. But it might be 30 minutes of just you rambling, John.
Yeah, and here, the sound of my cane, ka-chum. Okay, that was my mouse hitting the mic, I think what it'll be is 30 minutes of maybe what's going on with the different personalities, because each of us has our own thing we're doing. I think if we just get a bunch of people together and talk about what we're up to and kind of use this as a focal point here, great, and then we have the the Twitch show. If I can get Twitch to buy into it, to let me to do paranormal there, and readings there, I think I'm going to go for that in a big way. And then I'll be on multiple times during the week with there. And then,
am I the only one that sees the humor in that? John doing paranormal on Twitch.
I'm okay, man. I keep twitching. Hey, have you seen those people that do the AMSR? Have you heard of that? Yeah, they sit there and they got these girls that are usually scantily clad, and they're sitting there, they're taking and they're doing this with their hands on the microphone, and they're going and talking into it. And all these guys are
weird.
Of course, they're looking at the girl. I mean, of course, there's a few guys that do it, but I'm like going, well, that's all in their quote, just talk category. I thought, well, if they can do that, I can do weird stuff too, which is reading spirits, which is a lot older than that. I mean, how many people have been doing AMSR forever, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you could definitely do some weird stuff.
So could you. So could you, Miss Purple.
Yeah,
it's the queen of
nobody,
purple.
Nobody knows that. Only my good friends know that. I mean, you on the other hand.
Josh,
I feel so honored. I just feel so honored that I'm the king of weird. Okay, it's just me, I guess. I don't. But you two hang out with me, so it's just as bad.
that's a triple trouble.
Yeah, it's triple trouble. Well, Brenda, you have. If you guys go out, I haven't updated the website in forever, but if you go out to, I can't even remember my own website URL. What is that?
Soul Stream
Radio. Soul Stream Radio, yeah.
Yes.
Radio.com. It's the site's still up. I have got to update it. But yeah, there's me with the with my military jacket on with a Bigfoot trying to attack me. Okay, there's alien ships. Yeah, that's kind of the thinking I've got going on here. And then I've got a spirit photograph, and then there's Brenda with bat wings and a top hat on. I hate to say it, but you're the same as me. And you're being abducted by a UFO with a pterodactyl next to you. So tell me who's weird.
Hey, who created that picture? So that's the weird one, the one that created the picture.
That person she's laughing because she's in chat right now laughing at us. She's going, I made that. So that's how you see. So Debbie, that's how you see Brenda as a bat-winged woman that hangs out flying under UFOs with a pterodactyl next to her? She's laughing right now.
Yeah.
Batty, yeah? We're having fun tonight. It's going quick. I mean, we've only got 9 minutes left, but, you know, yeah, she has angel wings, but they look like bats. Okay, you know, so there. Okay.
It's in Stevie Nicks style. That's what she was going for with Stevie Nicks.
Okay, and then I go to the next one, and there's you with all your tarot cards, and it's a field of purple. An absolute field
of
purple. Yeah, there you go.
What else would I be in? Except it's for a field of purple. That's
Stevie Nicks, you know, with this kind of flowery thing going on, and the tarot cards. I love it. So, okay. All right. We can do this, you know, what I'm thinking is, since I've got the two of you held hostage here now, you probably would voluntarily sign on to be hostage next week again, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's cool. Let's do that. We'll just have like this.
Yeah.
We'll talk. It's a show about nothing. Just like, what was that show on? That used to be on TV? Yeah. Yeah. They had the soup Nazi and all that stuff. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, but Seinfeld. I forgot that guy.
Yeah.
He's old now. He's old, just like us.
Oh boy.
Well, you might be old. I mean, I'm still 19, like I was when I first met you.
On Mars, I'm still 31. So guess what?
Okay.
I'm still a young man. So there. And I've still got some black hairs left occasionally on this head of mine. They're few and far between, but they're there. And that's the point. You are the
best. I'm strawberry.
You're strawberry?
I got a gray beard.
You know, what was bad, I got to admit this. I tried dyeing my hair, and all it did was my hair was thinning a bit. I've still got a full head of hair, but when I put the dye on, you could see through to my scalp, and it was like this, like, I went, oh, my God, this is not going to work. So I just let it go gray so I could cover that up. So I'm like, the hell with it. It's over, man. I'm done. I just have a cane, and I'm 60. So there, I admit it. Yeah. I admit it. I'm old, but not you. Yeah. But, yeah, so you guys are up for this. You're up for popping in, and maybe we bring different topics each week about stuff we're into. So you guys think about stuff that you want to talk about, you know, cases you got coming up or investigations you want to do and stuff you've run into, spirits you've run into, you know. Ooh. I know, Brenda, your house is extremely haunted, Brenda. We know that. So you can tell us all about the stuff happening there, just like mine.
Hey.
Well, yours is more so than mine.
Yeah, I live on a haunted gold mine. That's right.
I've seen things on your property.
It's okay. They're only out to get you once. After they get done, after they try two or three times, they leave you alone. They just mutter things and walk away. Damn people. I hate the living. Damn them. Can't scare that one. Oh, God darn. We'll move on to some kids next door. Okay.
Yeah, you're bad.
Well, you know,
have no idea. The more time you spend with him,
the more demented you'll be. Anyway. Yeah, well, it's the Broken Tree Ranch. I mean, when we moved here, it turned out we had, we think we have two or three bodies buried on the property. And
Don't announce that.
Well, it's the truth. They planted, these people came here to mine gold, and then when they dropped dead, they plant them where they dropped. I mean, I can't help that. I didn't buy the property. My folks did. I inherited the property, and I've got dead people living here. So I didn't do it. Wasn't my fault. I'm just a medium. I have to deal with them. You don't have to deal with them. I have to deal with them. Okay, so now I'm done ranting. Okay. Are we better now? I am. Okay. I'm talking to myself now. This is getting scary. Anyway. Have you guys had fun tonight? Because we're starting to wind down on the 4-minute mark here, but have you had fun tonight?
Yeah, I had a ball. It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you'll do this again. So we'll dial in same bat time, same bat channel, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock West Coast, 12 o'clock East Coast, where you're at there, my friend, Mr. Scott, and Brenda. You will be putting the purple lights on and be in your full purpleness.
Yes,
am I correct?
Will be. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I resonate
to purple.
You do resonate to purple. I've noticed that about you. That was the first thing that when I saw you, I just saw this woman resonating, and it was amazing. There was music and small little elves and fairies all around. It was just like, it was purple. I walked into the field of it, and I was immediately overcome by purple, you know? Oh, my God. This is so soul stream of us. Oh, my goodness. I've had fun. Okay, so, but in all seriousness, yeah, let's do this again next week, and I'll try to have something more approaching a normal show. This was just like, let's just get on and have fun. But, think about stuff you want to talk about, and then we'll just kind of bring it to the fore. And if you want to grab the mic and tell me, shut up, John, and you take it over, I'll just go, okay, you know, do whatever you got to do, man. Oh, so any last thoughts from you two? You two fight it out for who grabs the control. I'm just standing
back. More interesting than I am.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I made you both laugh. That's the best part. There we go. I made them laugh so hard they're speechless. That's the best part of this. Oh, my goodness. Well, we got a minute and a half. I will come back with more on the Soulstream page on Facebook. So you can find out if you go to facebook.com/soulstreams with an S. Some ingrate took Soulstream and never returned it back to me. They took Soulstream. I'm still mad at that guy. He's still out there somewhere. I should have him banned on Facebook for that. But yeah, it's soulstreamradio.com on the website, which I will update, which is hopelessly out of date. And then we'll just be back, and let's just see where this thing goes, because I can't sit around and be, you know, walking around with my cane in circles anymore. I got to sit at a console and do something productive. So you two feel the same way, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, I need to quit walking around in circles, too.
Okay, so we'll be productive and just kind of support each other. So I'm going to try this bumper set 3 and see what happens, because we're a minute out. See what happens. Oh, my God. Trying to get that to, oh, my God. I can't even control the show anymore. I'm starting to lose it. I have no clue, but it's music, so. We got 30 seconds, everybody. So, again, it's been great. Scott and Brenda, thank you both for popping in and just making the show fun and laughing at me and laughing with each other. I mean, you guys are great.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on. Had a good time.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Good time, man. So we'll see you later, man. You come back in a week. You could be possessed with the rest of us. This is Soulstream signing off.
Bye.
Oh God, we are done. We're off. We're off air, but I think we're still recording technically. Oh my God, I made so many mistakes. I don't know what I did. What had just happened here?
I think you were abducted.
I think I just needed to get it out and just have a good time. I feel pretty good, actually. I don't know about you guys. You're laughing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I always laugh at you, John. I mean, I always sound like a laughing fool when I'm around you.
Okay. And Scott's laughing. His wife is sitting there in bed going, what the hell is he doing? What is he doing? Right? Yeah.
I'm in the other room right now, so.
Oh, okay. Well, just run away. Yeah, just run away. Come out west and hang out here. Yeah, there we go. I appreciate you guys coming on, man. This has been the best fun. Let's do this. We'll do it once a week, and we'll just figure it out as we go. Okay, man. So I will bid you guys a good night, and I'll pop on Facebook and chat with you guys as I can. And thank you both, okay?
Sure.
No problem.
Sure.
Have a good time.
Okay.
Anytime.
Take care, you two. Okay.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Later, too.
Love
bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Are you sure you want to end this episode? Oh, my God. I pressed the red button.